Welcome to Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. Hello, I'm Scott Spizzano. There's Sandy Waters, 57 degrees, start 75 degree end of the day today. A little bit of fog in the area. Pesky fog's lifting. It's going to get out of here, you know, early. Then we'll see. Nice day. Partly sunny and milder by the afternoon. What's up, girl? How you doing?
Hello. Okay, anyone watch the game yesterday? Oh, my God. The rain in Philly was crazy for the World Cup.
Oh, you're talking soccer?
It was. You know what? I'm starting to really, and not that I wasn't embracing it, but I'm starting to really get into it because it is so cool to see all the fans. I mean, that was a sold-out crowd in Philadelphia, and they had a massive rain delay. Like, it was brutal rain.
Yeah.
Where they're like, everybody, get out. Go undercover. Like, you know, get out of your seats, get undercover.
But in case of lightning, right.
Yeah, there was a bunch of fans that were still sitting there. Probably they didn't understand the language. I don't know. But anyhow, and France beat Iraq yesterday.
Yeah, I think the best part of World Cup is all the stories except for the games. Like the Scottish fans in Boston, like, literally drank them out of all their beer.
Oh, right.
Well, come on now.
It's the thing, the FIFA 15.
All these
people from out of our country, they're here and they're eating our food and they're joking that they're
gaining
go home.
Weight.
Yes, the FIFA 15.
My favorite lately was this interview. They call them the Hero Chicken Nugget Cookie Kid. When one of the local reporters was live, and you know how they pull in people. Hey, come on over and say hi.
Oh, right? Yes. Yes. Yeah.
This is so great. This kid, Japanese, and the reporter's from, you know, United States. And she, okay, let me see if I can play this. I have to play it off my phone. I wasn't able to pull it up in time. But
come on over here. Don't be shy. Yes, absolutely. Don't be shy, baby. It's the first day of the World Cup.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Okay, how you doing?
My name is...
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Hirochika Nakakuki.
Okay.
It's live?
Okay.
It's live?
Yes, it's live, baby.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
excited are you?
Yeah.
You are so excited,
yeah.
right? Japan, right?
Excuse me.
Okay.
I cannot speak English, but...
Okay.
But... I'm excited!
I love it!
That must be tough for the reporters because they don't know if somebody speaks English or not.
It's so
that
funny.
This kid's gone
viral. He's just like, and they're just like, rah! You know,
oh my God, that's awesome. So the United States, I want the United States to win the whole darn thing.
Well,
that would be incredible.
We all do.
No, because you get so many people here. We're supposed to be rooting for the United States. We are Americans. And then we get people like my family rooting for Spain.
Or Italy.
Like you people live in this country.
I know.
No, Italy didn't even make it. That's the running joke of my family,
too.
But anyhow, so there's going to be another watch party at the public market. So the one at East End area was so cool. My husband and my older daughter went. And they said it was just such a cool vibe.
That was the USA game that Friday, right?
Yep. They're going to do another one on Thursday. Even though, like, it's kind of like it doesn't matter what happens to that game because the U.S. is already going to advance. But
it's another game. It's another U.S. game on Thursday.
It's another watch party game, yeah, at the...
But I'm saying the USA is playing on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay, but they've already made it, so it doesn't matter. But they're going to be playing anyways, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, at the public market.
Cool.
Which is so cool. Now are you getting into it?
No.
Oh.
Listen, if I sat down and started watching it, yeah, I just haven't sat down yet. I just, it's
well,
not
you're
in my
scrolling through your social media. I guess that's good enough.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Good morning. It's Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. I'm excited. I'm Scott Spizzano. There's Sandy Waters. We're looking at a fog lifting 75 degrees. Partly sunny day today. Going to be nice.
Okay, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
It's not going to be windy like it was last week. So many people are still trying to clean up from last week. When did it happen? Thursday?
Yeah, like middle
of that?
Yeah,
that really
Wednesday,
craziness.
Thursday.
Yeah,
it was a couple of days worth. It was nasty.
Here's a question I have. Because I'm going to knock on wood, it hasn't happened to me yet, but we have a friend of ours, and he was showing us pictures of his neighbor's, now they're in Irondequoit, his neighbor's tree And you know how in Irondequoit, some of those neighborhoods are like old. So the trees are really massive. They're like your neighborhood, right?
Yeah,
They're all full grown, massive trees. His neighbor tree crash came down and landed on his own shed, the neighbor's shed. The big, huge trunk of the tree on top of the shed.
Nice.
But the branch part of it, it almost looks like a broccoli stem, he said. It was all like the trunk was, how do you describe it?
I can picture it.
The canopy, what do you call it?
It's like the canopy, the top of the tree. Yeah, just kind of pistol whip the other property.
Yes. Yeah. So all the leaves and the branches fell into his, my friend's, yard.
Okay.
Covered. Like, he showed me pictures where I was envisioning just a few branches. It was like his entire freaking backyard.
Yeah, man, I can see that.
And there is one tree that he loves, this Japanese maple. Mm-hmm. That's the little red tree,
right? The red ones, yeah.
Yep. That his daughter gave him for Father's Day. Like one of her first Father's Day gifts to him when she could make a decision on what to buy Dad for Father's Day. So that's a very, like, special tree. And this massive tree and all its branches fell around that. So it was almost like wild how it just missed that tree.
Oh,
anyhow.
Wow.
So he goes, I have been spending all day trying to clean up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on a second. Is that really your responsibility? Or is that supposed to be the neighbor's responsibility?
It came from the neighbor's yard.
It's the neighbor's tree.
Destroyed that neighbor's shed and then pistol whipped his backyard and dumped all the limbs in it.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Who has to clean up after that?
I kind of feel I'm responsible if it comes from my property. Whether, you know, you pay to get it cleaned and someone else, you know, does the cleanup.
If you pay to get it cleaned,
yeah,
it's going to take a second because you have to get your quotes.
Yeah.
And some of these quotes I hear are outrageous.
Okay.
Like one guy quoted him $8,000 just to lift the tree trunk from the shed, not clean up. And I'm like, what? That
no.
must be it. I must have heard him wrong, right?
Yeah, I hope so. That would be a hard pass. I mean, eight grand
$8,000?
Take the tree out. Yeah, yeah. For $8,000, you take the tree out, you fix the shed, and then you give me a French kiss.
Oh, wow.
I don't think, I mean, like, I kind of feel like right in this, when any disaster, if you want to put it that way, happens, it gets a little gougy, you know? Supply and demand.
Yeah, but see, I don't even like how you say supply and demand. Yeah, it's a thing, but you got people panicked and need to fix whatever this tree smashed into.
And they'll pay up whatever it takes.
They really don't have time,
right?
In some cases, to get a bunch of quotes, if you can get people to get back to you.
And yeah, I was going to say, they're so slammed, like, don't, you know, beggars can't be choosers, like, just get somebody out there, you know?
How can you look a poor customer in the face who's already stressed and say $8,000, sweetheart?
Because there's 20 other ones that will pay it.
I ran into that problem when I'm looking for just little contract jobs to do, jobs that I can't do because I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I'm getting so many contractors that are being completely honest with me. And they're like, listen, I have other projects that are $1 million and yours is just not worth it for me to come out.
Right.
I'm like, that, okay, what? That's messed up.
But it's a fact. Are you gonna go for something that pays you way more or just have a heart and make $1,000 on something instead of 200?
I think I would have a heart. I mean, everybody needs something done in their house just because I don't have a ton of money.
You are going to pass up as a business owner $200,000 to take a $1,000 job.
Well, can't you fit them both in?
You will be out of business.
Can't you fit them both in? I was like, oh my gosh.
You're not the only contractor. So therefore, if it's above your category of doing things, then it's above your category of doing things. And I'm happy if someone says, listen, your job's too small, find somebody else. I'll be like,
oh my
cool.
God, that is messed up because you know how hard it is to find a good contractor when you don't have a massive, you know, check to hand over because your project isn't really that expensive.
I know. It's once you find a good contractor, then you take care of them, you treat them well, and you use them for life.
By the way, I would love to have, like, the one contractor. He's like, yeah, this guy told me, he's like, this job's going to be like $800,000. And he goes, as long as you keep it under $1 million. I'm like, who is this person?
I know,
what is this person doing? Where do you live?
I know.
What renovation are you doing to your house?
I know.
Where we have to keep it under $1 million?
Okay. Like, people exist out there like that. Not us, but people are out there.
I'm mad at those people. They're taking my jobs. They're taking my contractors away from doing my tiny little jobs.
If you're doing, the cleanup and stuff, if my neighbor's tree, and I know we got to wrap, if my neighbor's tree came down in my yard, I'd pull out my chainsaw and start pulling stuff away. You know, I wouldn't wait for him to be like, "Ew, excuse me, you've besmirched my property." I'd never do that. I'd start there and get my side. You know?
But you would be so overdramatic as you're pulling out the chainsaw, right? You'd be like, "Ah, gotta pull out the chainsaw to get rid of the tree that's not mine."
No, here you understand. this is what you understand. If I got pistol whipped by branches and limbs, and he got a destroyed shed and cost $8,000 to yank it out of there, I'll be like, "Sucks for you, buddy. I'll just clean this up."
Spezzano and Sandy.
It's the last day of school for a lot of districts. I know some districts have half day today and then tomorrow, and then it's the last day.
Yeah,
so putting the question out there for teachers, what are you going to miss and what are you not going to miss?
Ellie's last day is today.
Yay, little girl.
End of first grade.
You shocked me this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I had a baby girl.
Is that what it is? It's because she's a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get the father-daughter thing? Because you are a totally different dad.
You want to give him the world. And I told Sandy this morning when she gets off the bus today, I'm just going to go get some balloons and a little gift for her. It's like, yay, here you go. I'm making a celebration, right? They say you're supposed to do that with your kid.
Who gives gifts to their kid? You're raising the bar too high.
You.
No, never on the let. Listen.
You used to give gifts for everything.
I know. You would make fun of me.
Yes.
Like, relentlessly.
Yes.
Hating on the fact that I gave gifts for Easter.
Yes.
And you are giving a gift for the last day of school. I never did that, my friend. Never.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people have a special surprise for the last day. A little
they
reward.
Do?
Yeah, of course they
we're
do.
We're getting out of control, parents. Stop it.
Oh, stop it. You know, you only go through first grade once, and second grade once, and third grade once.
What are you going to do every year? Yeah. This is what, first grade for her?
Yeah, first grade. End of first grade.
What are you going to do next year?
I don't know.
You get her a bigger gift? Like, this is your...
I just, you
no,
sound like me 10 years ago.
This is not good.
17 years ago.
This is not good.
I'm like, what are you going to do next year? What are you going to expect a car for Easter? I'm just, you're doing me.
I know.
We totally reversed our roles. So now you know how I felt. But it's girls. So here's the difference. Like, when Anthony got done with his last day of school 1 year, I got a bunch of water balloons and we pelted him with them when he got off the bus. That's like totally different.
And he cried because you ruined his artwork.
Yeah, he had his entire year's worth of artwork in his arms and we ruined it.
That was an epic fail.
Yeah.
That was a parenting fail.
I felt horrible.
Too bad.
He was pissed.
Phones weren't as available back then. That would have been captured that moment.
He was pissed. He was
so is this really honestly a thing where parents are giving their kids a gift on the last day of school?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a giant, here's your laptop. No, it could just be like a little
thing. What gift are we giving?
I haven't thought of it yet. It's just going to be something. Listen, I'm going to get a balloon,
of balloons. It's today. It's in a couple hours.
I've got till 3 o'clock to figure it out. I'll stop at Wegmans on the way home from work. Luckily, I have weird hours. I'll get some balloons. I'll get a little something in the Wegmans. I don't know. Some squeezy putty or something. Something little.
Oh, some Nido?
Yeah.
Don't put that Nido in the sun. Don't leave it in the car, by the way. It gets really hot, and then you can get burned when your kid squishes it and it pops.
Oh,
if it pops.
Oh, I see. It retains heat. Yeah.
Okay, that's insane to me. No, I didn't realize parents were actually giving gifts
now. You know what the big thing right now for toys and gifts is? It comes from Japan or China. It's a, what do you call it? A dumpling?
Oh, my daughter got one of those for her birthday, her 17th birthday.
Yeah, it's huge. It comes in a little steam basket, a little plastic. Yeah. It looks like a steamer basket, and you open it up, and it's a squishy dumpling. And, you know, of course, it's a mystery. You don't know what it is until you open it.
Yeah. She got that. 17 years old, and she's getting that for her birthday.
I saw one at a little tiny little grocery store up in Fairhaven the other day. You know, the checkout counter, you know, where you just get your milk and your beer.
What happened to the days where the kid gets home off the bus, runs up the driveway, runs right past you when you're like, yay, it's your last day. They run right past you and just go in the house. And what gifts? Balloons?
Yay. And a picture?
Is grandma and grandpa coming over? Like, are we having a party?
No. It'll just be a little thing from... Mom can't be there.
Oh, look, now she's like, no.
No, mom can't be there. So I thought I'd just be a little, make up for it a little bit. You know.
That's okay. Typically, parents work, and there's quite often parents can't be there.
But we also make room in our schedules for the first day of school.
Wait a minute. If we are the generation that raised snowflakes, those are the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's getting even worse. Now what are we raising? What's softer than a snowflake?
I don't know.
Like, it's getting out of control.
Bunny fur. I think it's not getting out of control. This generation that grows up that we do this for them, they'll be like, yeah, my parents did it for me. That was kind of neat. It made me feel good. So maybe I'll do it for my kids.
You know what you're doing, though? You're making our kids, us parents who didn't do that, now you're making our kids feel like they missed out on something. You're making us look bad.
Yeah, you're bad parents. I can't believe we've role reversed in 17 years. This is awesome.
It's so funny. Okay, well, happy last day of school.
Yeah.
And all you parents listening to this for the first time saying, oh, crap, I got to get a gift for my kid?
You don't have to, but I'm sure your kid would think it's, you know, they would remember it, you know?
No, they
remember it.
Oh, summer.
Yeah, we're out of here. Now it's time. Spoiling our kids.
Camp and babysitters and rearranging your parents, you parents, your schedules. And, what am I going to do with my kid this summer?
Yeah, the kid should give the parent a gift. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes. This is insane. It's one of those things where I had no idea this existed for real.
Okay.
Can you think of something right now where you're like, things you didn't know existed? Because what some people are taking their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not saying like restaurants and bars and
it's a
Wegmans and stuff.
It's something typically parents take their babies, but now they're leaving the baby at home and they're taking their dog instead.
98.9 The Buzz.
Things you didn't know existed. And even when there's video proof of it, you're still in denial because no way would somebody do that.
What
bring
is this?
Their dog there for that.
Bring their dog.
Leave the baby at home, yet bring the dog.
To what?
This popped up on my algorithm, and I was like, that's a joke. You know, that's AI. There's no way. And I looked it up, and it legitimately is a thing, especially here in Rochester.
What?
Canine swim lessons. Am I the only dumb one in the room, or do we all know? Did you all know this was really a thing?
Wait, dog swimming lessons?
Dog swimming lessons.
No.
Yes, and I'm watching the videos as if it was a child. Like, everything they would do, and I don't know if you ever took your kids swimming lessons, or if you yourself went when you were a kid, but everything they do for the little babies, they do for these dogs. So, it's in a heated indoor saltwater pool.
Saltwater.
Here locally, it's Canine Care in Spencerport.
Now, is this for, like, rehabilitation?
First time swim lessons for dogs that have never been in the water. Confidence building for dogs that are nervous around water.
Wow.
Fitness and conditioning.
I can see that.
Senior dog exercise. Mm-hmm. Okay, rehabilitation,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I can see that. Okay, yeah.
Weight loss programs.
Sure, yeah, okay, yeah.
So they got these little doggies in their little swimmies.
Like, wait, they keep them floating? Vest. They keep them,
yes,
floating? Dogs naturally swim. They do this thing called the dog paddle. Nobody taught them that.
Even some dogs don't realize it. Like my dog, Walter, terrified of the water.
Oh,
terrified.
Really?
Terrified. I don't even know if he would know what to do in the water. I should probably take him. But I was like, are you serious right now? Yeah. And then there's like a trainer that is walking alongside the dog, kind of giving them support, a little bit of support, like what you would do with your baby.
God bless ingenuity, right? And the niche of a niche of a niche, and there's monetization here. I love this.
You didn't know it was a thing or should be a thing, but it is.
I guess.
Here's the question. How much is it? How much would you pay for that?
I wouldn't. It's not for me. No, I don't need a dog that needs rehab or weight loss or even learn how to swim.
Confidence building.
No.
Look at him. He's just saying it. No.
God bless him. And there's people out there that will, but no.
Okay. If you have ever taken your dog to swim lessons, Scott is judging you right now. No.
No, I'm not judging you. It's just not for me. I can see the benefits, especially in weight loss and rehab. But like teaching a dog
how to walk.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I think this is kind of crazy too, and I want to know how much it is. Like, if it's $5, okay, fine, I'll take Walter $5, whatever.
Take him to your sister's pool. Get in the pool. I know you hate water, but get in the pool with him and just hold on to his little belly. Put your arm around him and just let him paddle.
I hated doing that with my own children. You think I'm going to do it with my dog? And I hate when dogs are wet. I hate wet dogs. It's gross to me. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the fact that Walter does not want to go anywhere near water.
Your mini schnauzer needs...
The kids are so jealous of Walter. So jealous. Like, they really legitimately are jealous of him. And I'm like, he can't advocate for himself. Like, he needs me to step in. He can't just go outside whenever he wants. He can't eat whenever he wants. He needs me.
I always say kids are easier than dogs because they can feed and pee themselves eventually.
Things you didn't know existed. What's on your list?
I'm so
curious about this. Heated indoor saltwater pool. I took my kid to Greece Athena. That pool is exactly how I remembered it when I went to school there.
Why? What is it?
It's like a film of hairspray on the top.
Ew.
No, I don't know. When I went there, it absolutely had a thick film of hairspray.
God. Well, that was the 90s, so what do you expect, West Side? All right, it's coming up on 7 o'clock here at 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzam and Sandy. So Godspeed, all you canine swimmers.
That's so cute. So adorable.
Spizzano and Sandy.
End of school week on 98.9 A Buzz. It's Spizzano and Sandy. Hello, I'm Scott Spizzano. There's Sandy Waters. We've been doing this together for 27, 28, 25, 29, something years. We'll figure it out one day. You know, anyway, happy Tuesday.
Oh my God, this was so wild. I didn't even know this was a thing in Fairport. You guys, that is a cool, very, very cool tradition for the graduates, the graduating class. Apparently, they do this every year. If your school has a tradition for the graduating class, 818-2899.
Yeah, what's an end-of-year thing you guys do?
Just the other day, well, for the graduates specifically, not just at end of the year. Mm-hmm. Fairport High School tradition is to get all these fire departments to bring their fire trucks out and shoot fire with the fire hose on the school
buses. Shoot fire?
Shoot the fire hose.
You said shoot fire with the fire
hose.
I'm like,
no, sorry.
Flamethrowers!
Burn down the buses. No. There's a parade of buses. And the fire trucks are there honking their horns. And blasting the school buses with water from the fire hose.
Cool. I love that idea. Is it like an arch of water over them, or is it like straight at it?
Oh, it's hitting the bus.
Really?
It definitely is hitting the bus.
That's cool.
As the buses are exiting.
Killing two birds with one stone. Getting rid of the kids and washing those buses.
And washing the buses.
That's a great idea. That's cool. We never had anything like that. It was just like, okay, end of school. Bye, bye. Okay, see ya.
I didn't realize schools do, like, I went to Greece Athena. No, we did not have a tradition either. Mm-hmm. Something that they did for the graduating class, I don't think. I don't remember.
No.
Somebody remind me if we did, but my older daughter graduated from Hilton High School. Mm-hmm. I do not recall them doing something tradition-wise.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you got one that happens at your school or did, 818-2899.
My daughter goes to Mercy, mm-hmm. and I guess apparently the tradition is to smoke cigars. Because she was showing me on her Instagram, there were all these seniors, and there was pictures of them smoking stogies. And I did see that with the McQuaid kids, too.
But okay, that
McQuaid
makes sense.
The McQuaid kids, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they're just, I don't know.
They're kind of like.
And I saw the Mercy girls doing it. I'm like, wait, that's the tradition? Really?
Is that a sanctioned thing that everybody approves of? Or is this just kind of like a thing they do and, you know. Because the fire hose, you know, water on the buses is one thing. That's coordinated. This, like, smoking a stogie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't be, you know, 300 kids at the same time light up, you know, in front of the sisters. You know
right?
what I mean?
That's what shocked me. I'm like, wait, how is that a thing?
Is that going over? Does that go
and
over
my daughter's
well?
Like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, you are such a good kid. Meanwhile, my husband was like, yeah. Come on, let's smoke stogies together. I can't wait. Your mother used to smoke stogies.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, stop. I smoked a stogie with Scott Spisano back in the day when I first started, when we went to that trip to Florida.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. The I can see, like, you know, a high school kid going into the dad's stash of cigars and lighting one up, thinking it's funny, putting it on social media. Come to find out it was like a $300 vintage.
Right.
It's like the one that dad was saving for a real special occasion.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
When his daughter got married, he's going to save it for another 15 years.
Well, graduation, that's a pretty big moment. Anything in Webster?
Nothing that I know of.
No?
No, nothing that I know of. But then again, we're not at the school when they leave for the family. And you know what? The thing is, when seniors mostly drive their cars to school at the end of the year, let alone the senior year. So I can't see every abiding senior being made to put on a bus to hose down at the end.
Hold on, or do they? Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Who's in that bus? You're right. That's a good question.
Nobody.
You go to Fairport. Who's in that bus?
There's no. It's not just a seniors. They got to hit all the buses on the way out.
Well, it was. Watch the video. Mm-hmm. I sent you the video.
Oh.
It's like a parade of buses.
Is that the? Okay, that's the video you sent me. I'm like, which one am I supposed to watch? When you're like, don't watch it yet. I'm like, this is the one. All right, let me see. Yeah,
it's
because
a parade of buses, school buses, mm-hmm. and then the firefighters are blasting it with the water. But now that you say it, you're right. The seniors drive to school. So do the seniors get on the buses just for this moment?
Oh, look at that. That's cool. It was taken from like a drone or something. Way up. Oh, maybe it's taken right from the
fire trucks.
The fire trucks, yeah. No, it's, they go slowly. Yeah, it's a hose down. It's not like they're like zooming through it. It's like slowly moving.
Yes. It's an intentional blast of school buses with water tradition.
I love that
idea. I don't
know.
I'm kind of bummed that we didn't do anything. That's a great tradition. How did that start? When did it start? How long has that been going on? I don't know. So anyhow, congratulations to all the graduates. I know there was a lot of high school graduations already.
Yeah,
over the
weekend.
That took place,
yeah,
so congrats.
Yeah. 717 on the buzz. Bizarre and Sandy's Jerk or Justify, the OG, the original, often duplicated, never replicated.
I got really bad customer service.
You did?
And I just couldn't let it go.
Oh, no. If there was a world record for people calling customer service, it would be Sandy Waters.
I had to, but I also had to address their horrible attitude on the phone with me.
Has there ever been a week that you haven't called somebody something to do with customer service?
Would you stop? We're latching on to somebody's calling out somebody's bad day, not me calling customer service.
Okay, that'll be another Jerk or Justified. Stay tuned.
Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
So typically, I don't just wake up to any radio station in the morning. I wake up to 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. And nothing like getting an alarm with Spisano just screaming into the mic every morning going, "Good morning!" You know, that definitely wakes me up and also gets me started.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz. Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Yeah. Jerk or justified with Spisano and Sandy.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
This is something that we all have thought about doing. I am just the person who took action and actually did it. So if you vote this to be justified, then you can not only just think about doing it, you could also take action and do it and say it. So here's the story. I am still struggling to find my estrogen patch my perimenopause symptoms, my hormone replacement therapy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my insurance specifically only covers if I go to CVS or use OptumRx.
Okay.
There is a nationwide shortage of these patches.
That's not good.
It is insane.
That's not good.
I am on a wild freaking goose chase finding these. I'm ready to look at, you know, Facebook Marketplace, eBay. Like, I'm this is like freaking gold.
Driving to Tijuana.
Anyhow, so I'm on the phone already annoyed and flustered, and it's taking so much time, and it's so frustrating and aggravating. And I know a lot of you have been through something similar, and you get it. You understand. So I'm on the phone with CVS.
Okay.
And you can't just call, or at least I haven't figured out how. You can't just call and talk to someone.
No.
You call, get all these prompts, and then you have to leave a voice message for the pharmacist to call you back. I'm like, geez.
So you're calling a local one?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. They call me back.
Nice.
They were miserable. Like the worst attitude ever. Like, sorry, we don't have any.
For the millionth time.
And I had to make, so I had a call back. There was a couple phone calls I had to make because I'm going back and forth with insurance, seeing if I could get it at another pharmacy, whatever, whatever. So there were two phone calls I had to make to the pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And both times, he was just awful, miserable. Yeah. Here I am. I'm the one frustrated and on this treasure hunt to find these damn patches.
You're
and
the one who's miserable.
I should be, but I'm putting on the most sweetest voice ever. Like, okay, this is crazy. Isn't this crazy? And he's like, yeah, we don't have a debate. So in my mind, I'm saying, just hang up. Just hang up. Just say goodbye. Just hang up. But I couldn't. I couldn't let it go.
What did you say?
That I said, are you having a miserable day? Because you sound like you are.
Because you had a bad day.
Did you try to comfort him or did you just like slam him?
No, I was like, you have, like, we're, as a customer, I am very frustrated.
Oh, no.
I need to hear you, like, actually, you know, I don't know. Like, fake it a little bit for me?
You know, try to make you feel better that they don't have it. Right?
Yeah, I get it. You're overworked. I hear the stories about pharmacists are overworked. We're all overworked, okay? We're all understaffed and overworked. Fake it.
What did
you
say?
You're forward face. He didn't say anything. He just, it was so awkward. There was like an awkward dead silence where I was like, just a heads up for the next customer who calls you. Goodbye. I didn't say anything. So freaking miserable. I hate that. I hate bad customer service. So jerker justified to call out someone's bad day or bad customer service.
Yes, calling it out. 818-2899. Call up. First one through gets tickets to go see a band that has been around and they're coming to town called the Guess Who? You remember American Woman? Ba-na-na-na. Remember American Woman? Ba-na-na-na me. Okay? Like Lenny Kravitz did it, but they did it originally. They did that. They did These Eyes, all that stuff. Guess who's coming? And guess what? You'll win for the first call through. Jerker Justified. Hey, good morning, The Buzz. How you doing? Jerker Justified.
Morning, Jerks.
Jerk. Oh, Sandra. How dare you? Don't be a jerk to the guy who's overworked and overstressed. Right, dude?
That's right.
It takes a lot to not only do, like, I mean, customer
service. No, it doesn't. Everybody has a level of customer service. No, just suck it up and be a good customer service person.
Now let me finish my sentence. Thank you for interrupting. Yeah. It takes a lot to not just sit behind a microphone and a chair and a computer and do customer service, but on top of that, fill life-altering pill prescriptions at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Come on now.
Overdramatized that.
No, it's true, man. If you put the wrong stuff in, you can kill somebody. All right. Yeah. Dude, anything else you want to add?
No. Not
at all. Give me the tickets to the Guess Who. Congratulations. You're going to see Guess Who.
Yeah, they're coming
to town. I have to mention that they are coming to the Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater Tuesday, July 7th, courtesy of Live Nation. Ticketmaster.com is where you get your tickets. Congrats, man.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Okay, take it easy.
Looks like Carm's on the phone. Hey, Carm, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Hey,
Carm's going to be on my side. Yeah. He knows how
Do you guys even see the connection between Elaine and looking for the Today Sponge from Seinfeld?
I know. Same thing. Okay. I know.
Also, this ranks as number 30 of awkward interactions I've had with people inside of businesses, so 100% justified.
Thank you.
100%. You have to call these people out sometimes, man.
Right? And I think, I would imagine he knew he was having a, like, nasty day because he doesn't care.
Well, you know what it is? Now that I think about it, I think this is the same guy, because this isn't my first day calling looking for this damn patch.
Oh, God.
Every single time I call and I get this guy, same, like, yeah, like I'm bothering him.
Demeanor, right?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. You know
what drives me nuts, guys, I'll walk into like a Speedway and I'll say hi. And the person won't respond, and I'll say hi again, right? And then they'll look again. I'm like, are you not saying hi on purpose?
I am so like you. Oh, God. I wonder if we're the annoying ones.
Right.
Well, I don't know, man. It just seems like... I think we're on the right side of history, 100%.
All right.
Justified.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Hey, you're on the buzz. It's Jerker Justified to call out that person on the other phone for having a bad day.
I think it's justified.
Is it? Okay. Have you done it?
Once in a while, but I just wanted to tell Sandy, I think I can tell her where she can get her patches at.
Hey, is it covered in insurance, though? That's the problem.
Well, she said she would get it on Marketplace, so it sounds like she's at her wit's end.
You got a guy? You got a guy?
Yeah, you got a guy?
You got a guy?
You got a girl?
She comes up to you and opens up her blazer. She's like, hey, I got all these kinds of patches. Oh, yeah.
I got all these patches for you. I finally got it approved through my insurance to have me go to Wegmans, but I only could get a month's supply, the 90-day supply.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you that U of R Pharmacy has them.
Oh, they do?
Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, good to know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Can you imagine just buying them off the street? It's easier to find Sam Patch than it is the menopause patch. You want to jump off the waterfall, see if you can find some. Okay, let's go. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Trick or Justified.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi. Andy, you are completely justified.
Oh!
And?
If you don't want to work in customer service, don't work in customer service. If you can't take it till you make it, call in sick.
Yes. Thank you. We're done here. Case closed.
Right there with you, hon. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, see ya. Well, I guess.
The verdict is...
Mm-hmm.
Justified.
Justified. Justified. Justified. Justified.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
And by the way, to remind you, he's a pharmacist. He knows, like, perimenopause and what happens, perimenopausal women.
Maybe he already knows
I'm dealing with a lot.
Maybe he automatically, as soon as you call up, goes into fight or flight mode. And that's why it's like, yes, ma'am, no, no, yeah, no.
Like, Put a smile on your face, dude.
He's ducking away from the phone.
Is he listening right now? Are you listening right now? Put a smile on your face. Okay.
It is the 8 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. We are here starting at 6 every morning for you. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. How you doing?
Okay, as you do yard work and things outside to make your house look all pretty and the nice curb appeal, is this a West Side only, well, I should say West Side old Italian guy thing to do? Like you East Siders wouldn't dare touch this task?
Okay. I do want to remind you that this 4th of July weekend on 99 The Buzz, we want to spotlight the veterans and the service members in your life that deserve recognition. Now, we're going to announce a different name at the top of the hour all weekend long, so we want you to get in on this. So if you have a veteran and or active service member or somebody you really want to recognize on the air, please go to 989thebuzz.com, scroll down and share their link. Click the link and share their name and their story. Let's go do this for Independence Day weekend. I mean, this is the 250th celebration, so we want to help you recognize. So there's your portal to do that. So go to 989thebuzz.com, scroll down, find the link. Cool. What's this West Side thing you think is only West Side?
So, well, I don't know. And if it's not only West Side, then correct me if I'm wrong, if you any East Siders do this. But mm-hmm. I kind of feel like this is an old Italian guy thing to do. When my husband was doing it, it was his idea, too, by the way. I did not force him to do this. Well, when he was doing it, every single person in the neighborhood, every single dude in the neighborhood made a point to drive by our house to say something.
So he's working outside?
He's working outside, sealing the driveway.
Ah!
Like he is sealing the driveway. This is something that my dad does. And my dad brags that his driveway is 38 years old and he has never had to replace it because he is so diligent with buying the good quality airport grade driveway sealer.
That's awesome.
And so now my husband has jumped on this and our driveway is trash. It is like, I need duct tape. It is being glued together with this. Like, it's horrible, but it's not in the budget this year to do it. So he's like, let me just, you know, so we don't look that much like the trashy neighbor. Let me just seal it myself. And I'm like, oh, God, look at him out there sealing it.
Nice.
And I was like, you know, I don't know if anyone else would do this on the East Side.
Okay, I have 30 or so houses in my street, right? I'm on my street. And I don't think I've ever seen anyone do that. On the East Side in Webster.
Do they even sell the airport's driveway sealer at, like, the Webster, Home Depot, or Lowe's?
I don't know.
If anybody works at Lowe's or Home Depot, who is buying that? The big whatever.
Yeah, the five gallon.
Green lid.
Okay. Jeez, I don't know. I considered doing it once.
Did you?
But I was afraid I'd screw it up and like get it on something and then it's there forever and you can't get it.
How do you screw it up? It just looks sloppy.
That's it. I didn't want it to look sloppy. Fine. And some of these guys are really good at it. They're really good at the squeegee.
My husband's got the technique down.
I
remember the very first time we did it, I forced him to do it. I was the one who initiated it, and he was like, this is ridiculous. This is dumb. And again, all the guys in the neighborhood had to drive by and make a point to say something. And it was a very hot day. He was sweating. It turned out horrible. But, you know, you drive on it. Who cares? I had the kids chalk all over it. It was fine. Now he's at a point after a few years.
He's got it down.
Like, if he ever gets fired from radio, I see another job in his future.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hi, it's Sheila, by the way.
How are you?
How are you?
Good morning.
Good
morning. Yeah.
Okay. So we're East Siders. My former spouse now, my children's father, he grew up in Fairport. He used to seal his parents' driveway as a young man and then all of his old relatives' driveways all over the Rochester area.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And then he would seal our driveway. Then he used to seal ours in Webster, and then we moved to Fairport, and he sealed ours in Webster, and then, I don't know. Eventually, we had more money than time instead of more time than money. He started paying some money.
And now, did he say what my dad always says, that if you hire someone out, they water it down and it's not as good and high quality?
Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I can do a better job myself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is it? Is it the fact that you think you're getting scammed, or is it the fact that you think you could do better, or is it a money thing?
Maybe it's a male pride thing, actually. I wonder if it's a guy thing.
I mean,
so why would I pay someone else when I do a better job myself?
Yes,
for less
it.
Money.
Really?
It's a certain type of guy that thinks like that. Yeah.
I'll take the 75. I'll take the $75, and then the guys will come in for 15 minutes, and it's done.
You're not that kind of guy that Sheila and I are referring to.
That's right. I have
you're
no
not
man
that
card.
Kind of guy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Hire that one out.
You gotta get your son to do it now, Sheila.
What's that?
You gotta get your son now to do it.
I'd rather die than do that. Are you kidding me? Oh, hell no. He'd be hot, sweaty, and dirty. No, thank you.
Then he'd, I know. You're doing it on break it now.
Sheila! Is he a millennial or Gen Z?
He's a Gen Z, and he's a hard-working Gen Z, but outside-y things are not. My daughter would do it.
Yeah,
she'd probably think it was awesome.
Yeah, really. Thanks, Sheila. Have a great day.
Yep, have a good day, you guys.
Okay, bye.
Perfectly describes Gen Z, what she just said. That's awesome.
And you just broke the stereotype of West Side only.
I did. I like it. I love it. I didn't realize. Okay. Awesome. Cheers to you sealing the driveway today. It's going to be a nice day to do so.
All right.
818-2899. If you want to win more concert tickets, we're going to Karen's Corner.
We'll win. 98.9
The Buzz.
Spizzano and Sandy, it's time to go to Karen's Corner. It has two meanings. It's like, okay, this is our little segment, Karen's Corner, but it's like, who's in Karen's Corner?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you could be in Karen's Corner, 818-2899, if you want concert tickets to the Guess Who.
Yes, coming to
Syracuse. If you want those tickets.
Yep.
818-2899. Join in on Karen's Corner. Today's Karen is from Gates, a neighborhood near Spencerport Road.
Okay.
Now, if you're new to this, if you're new to the show, this is a real legitimate rant, and you have to guess, out of the 39 comments, did the majority of people back up today's Karen or not?
Right.
Are you ready?
Okay.
There is a picture attached to this rant, and it says, this is a picture of the entrance into Vendome Drive South.
Okay.
After I went through the trash and found the address of the person who left it there, allegedly.
Ooh.
I brought new bags and gloves and just transferred the trash into other bags so we could find something with an address or name on it.
Oh,
and of course, we got to the last bag, and there it was.
Oh, my God.
I will turn it over to the town now.
What?
And it's a picture of, like, I don't know, like a grassy area with all these, all this garbage. So I guess she picked through all the garbage to find the address, which she did. And now she will report it to the town.
Was this garbage bagged, or was this laying all over the ground?
I got to tell you, I think it was a little bit of both. It was hard to tell.
Really?
But she did say, I brought new bags and I'm transferring from one garbage bag to the other. So I'm assuming there's garbage bags here too. So out of the 39 comments, did most people applaud today's Karen for going through, going the extra mile to track down the neighborhood litter bug? Or did they think digging through the trash was a bit crazy?
My first feel is it takes a special person. You know, like when you come up to a corner and there's some person working in a flower bed that's like not really anybody's property, but it's like and they're out there weeding or planting something, and you're like who does that, and like who has that kind of like effort built into them where they just want to,
you know what it is, it's pride. Like, this person obviously has a lot of pride in their neighborhood.
It's usually
could you see yourself doing this?
Picking up garbage at the end of my street.
Okay, I think the way you said that answers my question.
She's Karen. She's a quintessential Karen. That's Kooky Duke. That's crazy. Like, who would do that? Maybe if it was in your yard and there's a giant pile of garbage in that was just planted in your yard like a prank, then I'd go through the garbage and see whose name was on it. But this is a little weird.
So if there's garbage in your yard, chances are the wind brought it there, right? It's because of the wind. No one's going to care.
Which is
they
another...
Have. But this is what makes me think that I'm okay with Karen doing what she did. No. I mean, going to the lengths of bringing a separate garbage bag and gloves, rubber gloves, and digging through the bags from one garbage to the other to find the name, because this must be a reoccurring problem, and she's just sick of it, and it makes your neighborhood look ugly. And when you pay a lot in taxes, you don't want anyone uglifying your neighborhood.
All I could think of is like some YouTube show called CSI Gates, where they're doing like forensic detective Karens out there doing this whole thing. It's like way too much.
I wonder.
Plus, she's taken the found a name, which may not necessarily be the person that littered, and they're going to turn that into the town, and then the town's going to have to get, you know, first you get the eye roll from the people in the town going, Jesus, this is something here. We got to do something. Now we can't not do something. So then they go, it's just going to create, it's havoc. She is creating havoc. No, Karen, all of these comments were against you.
Is that what you think? Out of the 39 comments, most people were against her.
Yeah, because it's a quintessential Karen. You know, that's my final answer.
Out of the 39 comments, the majority, actually pretty much all of the comments, backed up today's Karen.
No!
They applauded
her. They backed her
up? Yes!
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes.
What is it, the Karen Guild all got they on the same like, Facebook page?
They were like, it's frustrating when people just dump their trash, and it makes the neighborhood look ugly. One guy told a story about how he lived in an apartment, and he had a boat, mm-hmm. and people were so lazy. There was one neighbor that was so lazy. Instead of walking to the dumpster to dump their trash, they would just dump their garbage bags in his boat.
They'd throw it up into the boat.
He was so annoyed that he dumped through the garbage, and he found the person, and he reported him.
And then what happened?
They never did it again.
I can't believe
everyone, Scott,
that
all
most
of the
people
comments
backed
much,
up
yes.
the Karen. That's crazy. Yes.
So there's an idea for you. If you see trash in your neighborhood and it drives you crazy.
Yeah. If the junk mail that ended up like in the trash and then in somebody's front yard and now you're the culprit. Jeez.
Oh, that's great. Right. Karen's Corner.
Yeah. Here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
That's us, and that tells us we got to get out of here, get ready for the day. It's going to be nice, partly sunny, milder by the afternoon, and about 74 degrees for the high, so that's pretty cool. Yeah.
We appreciate you listening.
I have a pool party to go to. I found out at 8 o'clock this morning, and when my daughter gets out of school, which is her last day of school today, Gino's having a pool party.
Oh, yay, Gino.
Yay, Gino, little buddy. So
now, can you just drop Ellie off like a bag of luggage and go get things done around your house? Or do you have to stay and hang out with these parents?
Yeah, I got to stay and hang. So that'll
you
that'll
do?
Be fun. That'll be fun.
Do you got to get in the pool?
Oh, my God, I hope not. I'm not going to bring, no. Well, should I? Just in case?
Oh, my God, how if you're the only dad in the pool? You come already bare-chested and ready to swim.
I got my pink flamingo shorts on and a inner tube around my waist.
Please do it and take a video, just please.
How about
just for our entertainment.
We had a party last weekend, a birthday party that Ellie had to go to, which was a pool party, and they actually hired a lifeguard.
Oh, so now parents, that's East Side.
Yeah, big time. It was awesome.
That's East Side pool party right there. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We really, truly appreciate you being part of the Buzz Fam and spending your morning with us. If you missed anything from the show, just go to the podcast, Spisano and Sandy's podcast. You can search it out by Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Have the best day ever. Yuck. It is time to say we out.
We out, like the common sense in Karen's Corner.
Hey!
I know, right? Okay, see you, bye!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.